Well, as you can appreciate, you have strong emotions, strong feelings following a death of a child, and it's one where I suspect that most everybody comes down to the question, why? Why did this happen? And it becomes particularly pertinent if it's not due to natural causes. And we didn't know whether it was due to natural causes or something else, but we did know that there was an epidemic of leukemic deaths in the area. But the bishop of this other congregation that met in the same building that we met in, one day after Lon's death, I was talking with him, and he said, "You're just feeling sorry for yourself. He's okay, and so shape up." And it just really hit me. He was a man that was very kind of an abrupt person.
Right.
Very much in charge, the type of person. And he told it like he saw it. And that didn't particularly set very well with me. And I thought, well, maybe if it had been your son instead of mine, maybe you wouldn't feel that way.
Yeah.
But it was just one of those passing things, and
right.
I didn't dwell on it or anything like that, but it was kind of a little bit of a shock in the sense that everybody that we'd encountered was everyone was very solicitous, very compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
He was just the opposite of that.
Right.
And so it was one of those life experiences.
Yeah.